My mom does not approve. Right.
All right, well, I don't care if your mom approves, because this is Mailroom number 7. I'm the Duke of New York.
God, no, let's restart.
I'm the Duke of New York. All right, we restarted.
No, we didn't. You got to what's with the 3 second pause?
I'm the Duke of New York.
And I'm Robo-Evan.
And this is R&R number 7. Is that better? Because
Yeah. There we
it's.
go.
I'm just gonna leave all of this in. You're gonna get it. You're gonna get.
I know.
I'm so lazy. Anyways, on this episode, we have a lot of emails, some of which we might not read because they're from Uber Medic, and that's the kind of guys we are.
We're gonna re- All right. God.
All right. Well, first up, RoboEvan is. I don't know
What?
who's
Oh,
first. We have
dear
9
God.
emails. Who's
We have
first?
oh, Jesus. We have a lot more.
Yeah.
We'll go with Toppy talk. First off, goat. For the longest time, I've considered goat ownership over manual tending to my lawn. This is most likely due to my laziness. Thanks for the tips on our podcast. I'll make sure I store my podcast recordings directly to a hard drive and pass them to a few people to test on
Also,
the reactions
I'd like to
are.
point out that when I said hardware record, I didn't mean use software to record to an external hard drive, even though that's much better. I meant actually get a separate device that accepts audio in.
But no, but he's talking about feed boner. Because remember how we were just saying the feed boner delete stuff? He's saying that
Yeah.
he's gonna save it to a hard drive as well as put it on feed boner.
I don't
Because
think I know
see,
how
if you let him
feed boner
finish,
works. Anyways, keep
no,
going.
okay, tell him, if you let him finish, if you didn't interrupt, save recordings directly to a hard drive, then pass them to a few people and see how the reactions are before updating feed boner. So I don't know. As for our content, we're not giving up the trade secret, we're having a toppy talk. Loosely based around some other show that we're not going to mention, without the Collins and the Spencer, Gribble with,
God,
three
Robo-Evan,
people.
you're the one. All right, let's not mention the show, but let's not mention each word in its name. Not in any particular
Exactly.
order, with Spencer Drivel.
No,
Anyways, keep going.
it's Dribble without Spencer. It's just Dribble. That's what their podcast is about. That's it. This constant dribble.
Is it drivel
These
and
three
not
people who
random ramble? Because you need to make sure there's a
you
difference.
have a you, yeah
It's
yeah
very,
there is a
very,
difference.
yeah, there's a difference between drivel and
Dribble has
random
some sort of
ramble.
topic, but then again
Yeah.
there's toppy. Wait, oh God, it's not toppy talk, it's toppy talking, toppy topic that will, oh God, so they're planning on having a toppy topic because everything needs to have a T with their alliteration
Yeah.
and.
Random ramble, you know, toffee top.
Toppy
Yeah,
top,
I get it.
toppy topic.
Been there, done that.
Too many T's and P's, if you ask me. Then again, I just have like some sort of in speech impediment when it comes to P's.
Well, you're
Bad with
Boston. No
P's.
one can blame
I
you.
am really bad with P's. I cannot say P's, like
Put
anus.
it in the wash. That's some stereotype. Anyways, keep going.
What? Put it in the Warsh? Put it in the Welsh? Put it in the
Warsh.
Welsh.
Warsh.
In
My
the
grandparents are
Warsh.
from Oregon, and sometimes I think that somewhere around that area, people talk like that.
Did
The
they come from
Warsh.
the? Did they take the Oregon Trail to your house? Never mind.
No, they didn't. They did not die of dysentery. Anyways, keep going.
we will also accept listener. We will also accept and respond to a listener emails.
Oh,
What I
we don't
am.
respond to listener emails.
We're totally not responding to this.
We
We're gonna
don't.
edit this out.
Actually, I should rephrase that. If you email us, we have never responded to an email. We've just mentioned it on the podcast and read it. So if you like email us and you're like, they haven't emailed me in a week, and then you listen to R&R,
Well,
that's why.
no one really. He's saying reply just the way I thought the way I think he's saying or respond. He's not replying. He's responding to them on the podcast like a normal fucking person and not writing them personally. I mean, if they say something, if in the email it says don't read this on the show, then we'll reply to them via email. But if it's but we're getting these emails, we'll respond to them on the show.
All right.
What's wrong with you?
Everything. Anyways, keep going.
Yeah, but basically his question is he has no network, so w to where he said he noticed that our podcast audio is hosted by Crosshair Studios.
Which
Wants to
is
know, is that a
Jake.
network?
That's Jake.
Yeah,
It's
it's not a network. It's
Jake's
yeah,
thing. It's Jake's
it's
thing
Jake's
website.
thing.
It's his website for his thing. So if you want to look at Jake's thing, go to crosshairstudios.com. Actually, I went to crosshairstudios.com, and there was
nothing
there.
It's like a
there.
Blank web page, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah, so...
So, basically, Crosshair Studios is just Drake, CHS Dude, and Neighbor Hatberg, all those people who had the Bus Ventures. We had them on R&R not too long ago.
Yeah.
And, he has a website and some sort of thing of a website. He let us borrow a part of it for our where we host our audio, and we also have a website there where you can get to from the blogspot.
Yeah.
And it's getting updated more and more. We're gonna have forum soon. Yay. Oh,
I don't want to say soon. I don't want to make promises.
Yeah.
Because
I'll make promises so that I can
here's the layers. RoboEvan, you're the person actually furthest away from this promise. It has to go, first of all, through whoever's hosting the website, because I've talked to Jake and there's some problems with that. Then it has to go through Jake, then me, then RoboEvan. RoboEvan's literally the
you
furthest away from
I
the
problem.
I don't
do anything. I just go, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, he can make promises because he's not doing any of it. He's like, exactly. Yeah, we'll have forums tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm like, damn it, RoboEvan, no we won't.
I'm just imagining, like, all these, like, Vietnamese, like, people in a sweatshop, but it's really just filled with computers, and they're like, God damn it, we have a deadline, we need to get these forums up. The idiots on the podcast said we need to get these forums up. There's papers being filed, people are, like, having heart attacks and just being wheeled out, being replaced with someone else.
That's actually exactly what we're doing. Our forums are actually manually done. So whenever you post a comment, someone has to write it down really fast and put it in front of the camera so it looks like it's a forum post. But really, it's just this Vietnamese sweatshop that we run.
No, no, no. Yeah, but they have to run from Vietnam to, like, to America and then put it under a camera, which takes a picture of it, which then uploads the picture.
Yeah.
So they have to go from... So
it's going
to
be very slow.
It's going to be it's going to take a while for you to send a post. But, so if
it's
you know of something that you want to talk about, yeah, if you know something you want to talk about, post it a week before and it'll get there in time.
Yeah. You can just get your time machine and go back in time, post it, and then, you know, it'll be there when you actually want it.
Yeah.
Anyways, any more on that email?
Any more? So he wants to know, so how would I upload my audio somewhere, being that I currently have no network backing?
I'm going to say, I talked to RoboEvan about this before, try using Dropbox, because might work.
I had the idea for Dropbox. I want to take credit for it, because I sometimes have good ideas, not usually, and that's actually a good idea.
It's a good idea, because it might work. I don't know. You can find out if it will work. That's your job.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, then email us, because I'm not going to try it because I'm very lazy and I have slow internet and it would take forever to try.
So I mean, I guess the way you do it is you just put in a Dropbox and then host it from somewhere else.
You put in Dropbox, right click, copy link location, and it should work. However, you shouldn't do this forever. You should do this until you can get a good solid web server.
Also, because, never move that fucking file.
Yeah, don't do anything to the file. Don't, like, you know, delete the space in it. You can't do anything because it is hard linked to that file. And there's always the chance that Dropbox might do something and change all of the URLs. They might one day say, you know, we've come up with a more effective way to use these links, and then all old links would no longer be relevant. They might do something like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So don't do this forever, but, you know, get a couple episodes up there and just see how popular it is. And if enough people are listening to it, you know, try to get a real server, which should cost an amount of money. I don't know. I'm on the Jake train. Choo choo.
Or get a listener who's very nice, has apparently a disposable income, and a server he's willing to lend you.
I don't think he has disposable income. He actually works on web design, and so I think he just, like, has servers.
Let's say his servers are income. He gets paid in servers, and apparently they're disposable.
Yeah, he gets paid in servers, actually. His bed is actually made out of servers. But the
And what he does is he stole those servers for money, so he can actually pay stuff to make
it. So actually, the way it works is if it's, like, really cold outside, he just turns on all the servers and it warms up. It's pretty nice.
he has a server turned on its side. He cooks all his food on it.
Yeah, he has it running Crysis 24/7. So it's just really hot. It's like a microwave, except for takes an hour longer.
It's
anyways,
like a stove, except shitty.
Yeah, it's like
and tastes
imagine
like computer.
Imagine a stove, but it was worse, and it filled your room with melted plastic.
It's like a hot plate.
Yeah.
It's like a shitty hot plate.
Yeah.
Also, never go to archive.com. Duke, you were saying this
All right,
yesterday,
there's
or
this website,
archive.org?
archive.org. It's like free audio hosting, but the weird thing about it is I used it before. It would occasionally go down, like it would just stop working is something it would do sometimes because it was free and tons of people were using it.
Awful.
You had to sign up on basically three different websites to upload a file, and you had to download software to upload a file. And so I had to actually go through a lot. I had to go through like eight different steps before I could even see if the servers were down and it wouldn't work.
Yeah, you have to jump through like a million hoops, and then you just land in a pile of shit, basically.
Yeah. And so I wouldn't recommend that. And actually, old PBJ episodes might eventually go down because they're being hosted there. And I'm not sure how reliable it is.
Oh, so some old PBJ are still being hosted there? Like, the new ones
No.
are hosted on
Yeah.
Crosshair, right?
Basically, once the season started, I believe everything is now, thanks to Jake, being safely hosted. However, like episodes up to maybe like 20 or something might eventually all disappear. I do have backups. I have them on my computer. So if they go down, I can upload new one. I can re-upload them. But I'm not going to go through all that until something bad starts happening.
I feel like we should like crown Jake. Like, people don't realize how much help Jake has been, and
Yeah,
he's just
Jake.
doing it all behind the scene.
Yeah.
The reason that
He's.
we have PBJ right now, and it's effective and coming out decent, is because of Jake.
Yeah. Basically, if we got. Jake is no longer allowed to donate to the PBJ cast because. Except for you totally are, Jake. You're completely allowed to donate to the PBJ cast. But if we actually got more donations from other people, like. I mean, if anyone. I mean, if you would just donate $5 a month, I know if you have PayPal, which is what we're doing this through, you can just say, every 5 months, donate $5. Not 5 months, God, that's terrible.
No.
Every month, donate $5. That'd be great. And eventually, I mean, I feel bad because I'm using all of Jake's like website and stuff, and I eventually want to get our own.
Yeah.
And eventually, I want to give Jake like $10 or something. Like, here you go. Thanks for letting us use your website. Which. $10 is not
Yeah.
worth the service we're getting, but we don't have enough money for it to be a lot.
Yeah.
So donate, and we can stop feeling bad about using Jake. Well, Roweb probably doesn't feel bad. He doesn't feel bad that our forums are going to be hosted by Vietnamese who will probably die trying to post files, but I will. So, anyways, any more?
We have a sweatshop, and that's it. Also, I just want to mention that the subject of that email was feed boner.
Yes. That is now. All
All right, Duke, you want to do the next one?
right.
Go ahead. What
Goat.
were you gonna
Sent from my iPod. All right.
say? Guess who's that?
Anyway.
Guess who's that from?
Jake sent something from his iPod.
Oh,
Am I right?
that's a lie.
Oh.
No.
Uber
It's
medic.
Ubermedic. But
Yeah.
we're
All
just
right.
not even gonna mention his name. We're just gonna say he sent from my iPod, and if it's from anybody else, then
Then.
it's not,
We'll mention
so.
who it is if it's from someone else. If we don't mention who it's from, that means it's from Ubermedic. That is actually
Yeah.
the most time-effective thing we could do because we're going to be saying
Yeah.
Ubermedic a lot.
Also, you just wasted a bunch of time by explaining that. Now, what were you gonna say about some
No,
shit
no,
about feed
no.
boner?
We're going to earn that time back by not mentioning Ubermedic. It'll pay for
Okay.
itself.
Okay. Well, say feed boner, whatever you're gonna say about it.
Feed boner. All right, I said it. Now what?
That's exactly. Oh, you were going to say something about it. Whatever, I'm going to
Oh,
read this.
because it's easier to say feed boner. Because I keep accident and me and Roboven keep accidentally calling it that anyways.
Well, I
So
start.
that's just what it's called now. It's now called Feed Boner.
Yeah. So, if someone says, "Hey, what about feed burner?" I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm like, "Is that a thing? Do you feed a burner? I don't know."
Is it
Then
like
if
a
you say no,
stove? Do you put fire in it to feed it? I'm
yeah,
confused.
and then. And then, you, and then if you say boner, I'm like, oh, I see what you're talking about. Hey
Yeah.
guys, here, I pick goat. The reason is, if it dies, I can feed it to my kangaroo, sent from my iPod. It's
Cracker Jack idea,
Australian.
Wallaby.
It's Australian, has kangaroos, sent from my iPod. Guess who that's from? All right, dude, do you want to read this next one, or because it's
I
long, do you want me to?
want you to read everything. Read it
Oh,
in
okay,
a
I'll just
voice. I'm
read
gonna
it
take a
all.
nap. Take a nap. I'm gonna take a nap. You just read it in like a nap time voice.
I prefer goat over lawnmower and boner because goats are nice. What I really want, what I really want to talk about is being politically correct. It says PC. It's almost going to assume politically correct.
Yeah.
I'm the one who's sending questions about microphones on the Dino Beatdown video. The reason I want to know is I'm planning on...
I'm uploading Orion Dino Beatdown videos. Watch them on YouTube. Anyways, keep going.
Yes. The reason I want to know is that I'm planning on getting a gaming PC when the next gen console comes out, and I'm wondering if it's a good idea or not. What's your opinion? My opinion is yes.
Yeah. First of all, that's a weird milestone, I think.
But
you know,
I think it's reasonable because he probably right now has an Xbox or a PS3 and is going, you know what? I'm not going to buy the next console when it comes out. I'll buy a gaming computer that will be in longer probably, and it will and I can just update it myself whenever shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
Also, I recommend and do recommend you build one.
Also, I recommend not shitting into your computer fan.
It would go everywhere.
Yeah, that would be bad. And it would smell bad and everything would, like, reheat it. Like, that'd be weird. Anyways, what I'd recommend you do is, off the top of my head, the easiest thing to do is go to Newegg.com. First of all, if you're buying computer parts, that's an excellent place to buy them, because Newegg is usually very detailed. So you know exactly if everything works together.
And pretty cheap.
Yeah, and they're usually really good about prices. And I'd recommend you go to their Build Your Own Computer and search there for whatever your budget is and buy something just from there, because they usually have some pretty good builds there. And the way Build Your Own Computer, the way that part of their website works, is it's nothing fancy. All it does is it actually just picks all the different computer parts that they know work together and put them in a bundle, and you'll probably save like $100 or $50 or something.
Yeah.
So they'll give you a discount, and they'll just and everything's guaranteed to work together by Newegg, because they went throughout their website and made sure everything worked together. However, as I've told RoboEvan and basically everyone else, building RoboEvan, I don't know if you believe me or not. If you've built a computer, this is just secondhand knowledge, but I swear...
If you build a computer, I want you to email in and tell if Duke is correct.
Yeah, I swear to God, when you're putting a computer together, you have to push on pieces to, you know, you gotta put RAM into the, like, little RAM slots, basically. You have to push so hard. Basically, you have to push as hard as you can and a little bit more to make it work. Like, I swear, I felt like I was going to break the computer when I was installing RAM. Because you just have to push, and you'll just keep pushing, and, like, it's terrible. Because RAM is thin. I actually had, like, indents in my hand from where the RAM was. Like, I was pushing very hard into it.
Yeah, I'm not going to build a computer. That's fucking... I'm going to be a nervous wreck. I'm going to be shaking and sweating, like, oh, God. Oh, God.
You know what building a computer is? It's literally... It's an act of faith. You have faith in whoever built that, who gave you those parts, that they A, will fit together, and B, won't break until they're, you know, at least fitted in properly.
Well, I don't trust you at all.
It's ridiculous. Email in if you agree with me, because it's just true. You have to push onto pieces to get them to fit. You have to push onto the piece. No, this is for everything. You have to push hard enough that you just think everything's going to break, and then it fits in properly, and then you think, oh, that went better than expected. That's what building a computer is. That is facing your fears that everything you've just bought is about to break.
I am not going to build a computer. I refuse.
Because
if I break it, everyone in my family is going to go, oh, fucking you're a piece of shit,
Maybe you should just get a new family if that's
email.
A, what they sound like, and B, what they talk like.
All right, I'm going on to a new email. No subject.
All right.
Hi. Here with a riddle.
No, he said,
if
hi,
I
guys.
Say the
and then you blank because we're not saying his name.
Sorry. Hi, and guys. Then... Here with a riddle. If I say the statement is false, am I lying? Except
no.
For my iPod. Well, no, it's not, unless the statement is true. But it's not, because you're saying this is what do you call it? In grammar.
Paradox.
No.
Double negative?
No, not double negative. There's imperative sentences, interrogative, and declaratory. It's a declarative. It's a declarative sentence. So therefore saying that the sentence is false means the sentence is false. It doesn't mean you're lying, it means the sentence is false. So going through the grammatical and, you know, logical, the ways it means to send it is false. No, you're not lying.
Yeah. My favorite one of those isn't like, I mean, there's the obvious ones like, you know, the next thing I say will be true, the last thing I said was false. Two sentences that completely contradict each other. But then there's my favorite one, which is don't do anything if you don't know what to do. Because if you know that you're not supposed to do anything, then you know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that is a paradox.
Therefore, you'll never reach a period of time where you won't know what to do. You know, if you're just standing in the middle of the road and there's, you know, the apocalypse is happening, the dildocalypse is happening.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, don't you know what to do? You're like, yeah, I know exactly what to do. Nothing.
Yeah, oh god, that's weird. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next emails. Shut up, Evan. Sent from my iPod. Oh, my bad. Shut. Sent from my iPod. Get to the next dam, as in Beaver Dam, like D-A-M, emails sent from my iPod.
I'd like to point out that every time he says sent from his iPod, he's just tearing through these emails.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they were all different emails. So this is, so we got an email here from someone. It's a formal comment of anger. So we're getting our hate mail. We're getting our first real hate mail.
And it's not even spam. Is it spam? I don't know, Reed. It will determine if it's spam or not.
It might be. I represent...
Yeah, Rebel 11?
It was fine. I knew what to say right when I was about to say it. I just can't handle this.
Is it too intense? Are we going to need to make this into a three-part episode, or you read, like, one sentence?
That'll laugh till I die?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm starting the email, because this is a serious email. I need to make sure that we actually
understand. Put on your business pants.
I represent Vagina Warehouse.
All right, this is spam. I can definitely say this is spam, because no message I've ever received that has started with "I represent," and just let's just be honest. Anything warehouse hasn't been spam.
Okay, well, I represent Vagina Warehouse, and we have reason to believe you have been disrespecting our vast empire of toys and games.
Like Tetris.
Games?
Like what games? What? All right. Anyways,
can
keep going.
Fit the Tetris block into the... Oh, God.
All right, Rebel 11.
And I suggest you refrain from doing it in the future. Sent for my slave's iPod. So, apparently, Ubermedic is a representative of Vagina Warehouse. Also, Vagina Warehouse comes from Vibrator Warehouse, which Duke linked us all to yesterday.
Yeah, it was fun.
And they have plaster model vaginas of porn stars'
vaginas. Rebel 11 literally can't get over this.
I can't! Because why? Like, alright, a normal vagina, okay, that's okay, I get. Why a plaster model of porn star? Like, you had to make sure it was that kind of vagina.
Allegedly, RoboEvan.
It's probably just some homeless guy, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably some homeless guy who has the internet connection. What do you mean? I just have an internet connection. You know, I'm homeless. I don't have a home. I don't have an address for this to be shipped to. All right.
No, I'm saying it's probably his vagina.
Oh.
That they're modeling it after.
Oh, so you want them just to find some homeless person?
No, that's what I think they're doing, and just saying it.
Oh. So you think that this is like, just they're just lying about their product?
Yeah, Duke has a wish list, he'll link to it.
Yeah. No, I don't. That's a lie.
No, you don't? No.
I have wish lists on other more deprived websites that I'm not even going to mention.
Child porn, gaychildporn.etsy.com.
That's probably a website. For the love of God, don't go there. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. RoboWeb, I think, was just like listing stuff that would just be weird. But I swear that probably is a website. Don't try it. Don't.
It's probably
also,
just a government. It's probably just a government website, like honeypotting people.
Yeah. Also, don't go to whitehouse.com. I'd like to
Isn't
point out.
It's like a bunch of white guys that penises are the size of houses.
Yeah, actually, that's exactly what the website is, Robo. Have you been there? But I'd like to point out that the government does not own whitehouse.com. They own whitehouse.gov. And want to know? All right. Want to know the best way to get a lot of traffic? Take a famous website or a popular website and just change the ending of it. And so basically, don't go to any government website and then replace the last bit with .com, because that's either a website trying to steal your information or it's one of those really weird websites that you wish you never went to.
That's coming in porn pop-ups.
Yeah. So that's Duke's internet advice of the day.
Yeah, here's your advice of the day. The more you know.
Yeah. All right, so...
Brought to you by the PBJ Cast, in cooperation with the Duke of New York.
I am the PBJ Cast. I am the physical embodiment of the PBJ Cast.
It's true.
I am your lord and podcaster.
He is the messiah.
Of the PBJ Cast. Of like eight, maybe like three people. Because that's like how many people listen or something, I'm not sure. Three people accept me as their... guy
rightful
who talks.
Ruler. Yeah. Rightful lord.
I'm the rightful ruler of all of Skyrim.
You are the rightful High King.
Yeah, I am.
Are you Ulfric Stormcloak?
No, I'm the Duke of New York. Ulfric Stormcloak stole my gig. He punched me in the face and said, I'm actually the rightful ruler. It's actually me, guys.
I mean, if you really want to get technical in Skyrim more, he shouted at you and said...
He was like, I'm actually the rightful king. I'm like, oh, that's loud, I'm leaving.
It was more like, Fushro, I'm the rightful king. Duh.
Yeah, apparently that the story's been embezzled a bit as time has gone on. But actually, he just yelled at me. I was like, you can have it. That's loud. I'm leaving.
He has a megaphone. It's like Occupy will occupy Markov.
Yeah. What do I want to be the High King? When do I want it now? What do I want to be the High King? When do I want it? Sometime soon, hopefully.
No, that would be okay. The politest protesters. I would very much like to be the High King, thank you. When do we want it? Sometime in the near future.
I'd like it right now, if possible, but, you guys can, pack up and move out, whenever you want, whatever fits your schedule. When do we want it?
Floats your boat.
Eventually.
Eventually. PBJ Cats, making a better future. When do we want it? Eventually.
No, PBJ Cast, making it better yesterday, eventually.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, it is eventually. Eventually, someone will listen to this in the past and go, you know what, I should change my ways. I'm a rapist and a killer. You know what I should do? I should go to, actually, don't go to church, that's a terrible idea. I should go to, a school and shoot everyone.
Whoa.
I hope I really didn't just set someone over the edge and they just shot up a school.
That's...
Like, someone's been contemplating it, sitting there cleaning their 9mm, and they're like, you know what? Robovan said to shoot up the school. Oh God, we're gonna get sued. Do not. Okay, this is PBJ Cast seriousness.
Alright, don't shoot anyone unless they deserve it. Wait.
No, don't even shoot anyone.
No,
because
don't.
We can't be sued.
That's
for
also
this.
Bad
we
advice.
Can,
here's
we could actually.
Here's
dude,
more.
We could actually be sued for this.
Alright, let's.
Do not
let's,
shoot right, up
here's,
a school.
Here's
or
better
anyone
advice.
You know, or
here's
ever.
Better advice. You should, hug someone. There we go.
Yeah, hug everyone. Don't shoot. Give
but
hugs.
Don't rape them.
Not 9mm.
Don't rape them. Just hugs.
Don't rape anyone, no.
You know what? No. Actually ask them politely if you can hug them first.
Yes, actually, that's probably a better idea.
Yeah.
Please, sir, can I hug you? And if they say no, what the hell's wrong with you? Then you realize that it's a beautiful world we live in, a sweet romantic place. Beautiful people everywhere.
The way they comb their hair
makes me want to say.
We could, if we keep going,
I know.
We can do eight lines of any song and it's public domain, but on the ninth, then it gets hardcore.
Is it public domain? Is Beautiful World public
domain? No, it's
domain?
Not. Here's a fun fact. If I remember correctly, I don't know, laws change all the time. But you actually have, because on.
Second.
I think it's 30 seconds, because on iTunes, how you have 30 seconds previews of songs?
Yeah.
From what I understand, iTunes can't broadcast songs. They can't run a radio station or anything, so they can't just play their music. They're only licensed to sell it. However, they can have 30-second previews of the song. Oh. That's some legal thing. So you can do you can do short snippets of songs as long as you're not profiting off of it. And I'm pretty sure we're not profiting off the PBJ Cast, so I think we're good.
Yeah, we're not even getting donations. We got one in a website from the same person. Good work, you other listeners. One person is better than all of you combined.
Except for emails. We need those too.
Emails are good. Yeah, those are pretty good.
So if you can't donate email, and if you can't donate or email, then you should just sort of, keep listening, I guess. I mean, you can stop listening if you want. It's really up to you. I mean, I'm fine with whatever. Whatever floats your boat.
I mean, the thing is, if you can't donate money, then donate words.
And
PBJcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm Robot. Wait, oh, do we have Twitters? We do have Twitters, that's right.
Yeah. You can send words to us on Twitter, too, if you want.
Yeah. Words can be sent through all things in the interwebs. I am at Robolab1234.
I am at Duke of PBJ.
PBJ at PBJ underscore cast.
PBJ and PBJcast at gmail.com. PBJRR.blogspot.com. PBJcast.blogspot.com. PBJCarcast at blogspot.com.
At blogspot.
Dot blogspot. Oh, God.
At Gmail as well.
Yeah, you know, that's our stuff. I'm
basically, yeah, I'm Herb 11. That's basically it.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.